All right, give us just a moment while we set up for the next interview. I do believe we have people waiting to enter. Maybe.
They're getting obstructed by the Ellsberg swarm of fans.
Right. It's like a One Direction concert, but with actual
purpose. I don't know what he was doing before he came in here, but his last holdup was him having a discussion with a girl out there who couldn't be more than 7 years old, she looks like. And he had stopped, and he was talking to her at length, knowing he was being interrupted, and just hearing what she had to say before he came in here.
And we just hope that when she's 15, it'll finally like dawn on her like how kind of big important that is, that
15,
moment.
I hope it dawns on kids now.
Yes, I know.
Because I'm
more nihilistic.
I went and I saw Bill Nye last night. He was at a theater down the street because he just moved to New York and he's doing a few shows this weekend. Mm-hmm. And his show is very much, it's not just him doing an episode of his show going, here's how volcanoes work. But he his show was aimed at us kids who grew up on him and us who are raising this next generation. Right. And somebody had brought up, a question about having to exist in a world that has creationism, rampant creationism, and going on saying, I have this Bible that everything in here is facts, and that's how it is. And he says that his biggest worry is children. These young children are getting this information, and they're so influential. And what you learn when you're 7, 8, 9, 10 is very difficult to unlearn after that point.
Yep.
And so to that credit, I'm worried that children of that age, way before you're 15, and it's not like when we were kids when we discovered the internet at age 15, because that's when the internet came to be
and all this information
and we found the dark corners. We really do have to start educating that at that really young age. So anyway, enough with that tangent.
Good job.
So this is the Johnny Show. How y'all doing tonight?